I'm Patrick Ogley, Regional Inspector General for Audit Services in Kansas City, and today I'm speaking with Chris Brissett. He's an audit manager also located in Kansas City. Chris, your audit team recently completed two audits that identified over $120 million of improper payments. What were the subject matters of these reports?
We audited Medicare payments that were made for patients who were either not lawfully present in the United States or for patients who were incarcerated.
Okay, could you tell me exactly what is an unlawfully present Medicare patient?
A lawfully present Medicare patient is an immigrant living in the United States legally. Unlawful presence occurs when a non-U.S. citizen remains in the United States longer than the time authorized by U.S. immigration agencies.
And can you provide more information regarding incarcerated patients?
Sure. They are people who are under arrest, in prison, reside in a halfway house, or required to live under home detention.
I understand that Medicare does not make payments for unlawfully present patients and generally does not pay for incarcerated patients. How does the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, identify these people?
Actually, the Social Security Administration, or SSA, works with prison systems, other federal agencies, and uses data systems to identify both unlawfully present and incarcerated patients. The SSA then transmits the names of these people to CMS via a computer link.
How well does the data transmission between CMS and SSA work?
If CMS receives the name from SSA before a patient receives a service, CMS effectively stops the payment.
What if CMS receives this information after the claim was processed?
Our audit found that CMS does not always receive this information promptly. In these instances, the claims are paid. CMS did not have policies and procedures to go back and detect and recover the money.
How did the lack of policies and procedures impact the Medicare program in terms of improper payments?
From 2009 through 2011, we identified $92 million of payments that Medicare contractors made to health care providers for unlawfully present patients. We also found $34 million of improper payments for incarcerated patients.
Based on your analysis of these errors, what did you recommend to CMS and how did they respond?
We recommended that CMS direct the Medicare contractors to recoup all of the improper payments. CMS agreed but said it would have to consider the cost benefit of getting the money back. We agreed with CMS. CMS also told us it has started recovering the improper payments.
Your audit period ended in 2011. What about the claims paid during 2012?
We recommended that CMS identify and recoup any improper payments made after our audit period. We also recommended that CMS implement policies and procedures to detect and recoup these overpayments. CMS agreed with both of these recommendations for both reports.
What you've described so far applied to both reports. However, there were two recommendations that were unique to the incarcerated report. Could you describe them?
Although the data exchange between agencies worked pretty well, the incarceration information does not always come to CMS promptly. We recommended that CMS work with other companies, as well as the Social Security Administration, to improve the timeliness of receiving this information. CMS agreed.
Earlier, you said that Medicare generally does not pay for incarcerated patients. Could you talk about when Medicare can make these payments?
Medicare will pay health care providers if the incarcerated patient is located in a place where state or local law requires the individuals to repay the cost of the services. CMS required the providers to use what's called an exception code to indicate that the claims were allowable, but we found that Medicare contractors and providers had their own varying policies when using this code. We recommended that CMS standardize the use of this code. Although CMS did not agree with this recommendation, it asked for additional information, which we provided to CMS before we issued the final report.
Thank you, Chris, for sharing this important audit work.
Thank you.